the bloody hell is this?
Oh boy, oh boy.
It can't be.
Footy Mythbusters.
I just thought it was too good an opportunity, Jim, to have Andrew Embley here and to then not relay a story that we've got some familiarity with. But I don't think it's ever been told properly. All the goings-on off the field of the West Coast Eagles, a fascination to so many people. And we've got most of the story over the journey. But inclusive of a little run-in that you, Andrew, had with Daniel Chick at the height of whatever it was that was going on over there. And you were very good and very generous with your time a couple of years ago when the footy show went over there to just delve a little bit deeper into all of that. And you did refer, and you went on camera with a story about yourself and Chicky and how things got a little bit haywire in the course of a training session one particular day. So if you don't mind, I'll just get you to tell the bits of the story that you're comfortable with, and then we'll get to the bit that I'd like to reveal to everyone, Jim.
I must admit, back in the wild, wild west in the mid-2000s, a bit going on. And so this one particular afternoon, I'll keep it quite short for you, but Daniel Chick and I, we had a few issues, but nothing over the top. And he came to the football club one day and I was getting a massage on the table and he's throwing a couple of punches. And I didn't think too much of it. And that particular night, I called my mate Curry and we went out and had a bite to eat. And about 10 o'clock comes and I must admit, I might have had a couple of, too many. And I thought, how dare this guy come into my football club, and do what he did. So being the tough guy that I was back in the time, I got my phone and I called Chicky up and it went to voice message and I left this very abusive message. Right. And it was something like, if you do that again, you're going to cop it. So if you want to be a tough guy, I said, how about tomorrow morning, 7 a.m, you put the headgear on and the mouthguard in and I'll meet you at the club and we'll do it properly, all right? So great. So anyway, the next morning, I wake up in the morning, I realise, I've sent these texts or this voice message. So the least I can do is actually come to the club, just in case Chicky does rock up. So I'm in there and I get there about 5 to 7 and he's not there. I'm thinking, thank goodness. So I hop in the spa, just the professional guy I was on a Monday morning, doing a recovery session. And so anyway, I see Chicky coming through, right? So he's there. He's there at 7 a.m. He's coming in. So I'm pretty much nude. So I actually go into the change rooms, right? Got the towel on me and Chicky comes in. I must admit, we did not have time to put the headgear on or the mouthguard in. And it is just on like Donkey Kong. So the towel might have fallen off. And
you fought him nude.
A couple of lunatics in the change rooms. And thank goodness, Peter Worsfold, who was obviously Wish's brother, he was at the club at the time. He must have heard this ruckus, and he's come in. He's jumped on. He's trying to save these two lunatics having a bit of a blue. But anyway, Chicky and I are friends now. We've worked through it and he's going okay, I think. Good luck to him.
So that was a myth-busting part of it, Jim, the fact that you were totally starkers.
Well, yeah, it might have been. Donkey Kong might have been sort of hanging out there.
Did you witness this one, Johnny, or is this one?
I reckon I witnessed it, but I have recollections it was off the massage table, wasn't it?
That was the first day. The second day,
so they were both nude?
We went back to back.
But you were nude both times.
You were right.
That's the nude fighter, professional nude fighter. So
that was just a normal week too, Jim, apparently. Yes. What was going on back
then? That was a Monday. That was the Monday routine. Then we had different routines for different days.
Yeah, absolutely.
We like to mix up the training sessions.
This all happened under your watch?
Technically, Jim. Technically.
No wonder he left.
When Michael Gardner rocked up to the Saints in 2007 and showed up in a bulletproof car, I thought, there's something not quite right with those boys over in the West. There we go.